we were having a coffee one morning, and when you get to 30, you begin to get a bit edgy, you see, because you find there's young ones coming up who sort of look rather better than you because they're younger and who are rather good as actors. And so John and I were moaning about this and saying, yeah, they're all starting up now. And he said, you know what I do when I find a good actor? I said, no, tell me. He said, I say to him, you have a wonderful voice. Have you ever listened to it? And the actor is fucked.
Oh, so you can't say...
I didn't say that.
You can't say that on the BBC.
No, the actor is bleeped.
Okay. I've got to apologise on your behalf.
No, I'm really sorry.
In fact, could you apologise on your behalf, please?
I will apologise on my behalf. I'm really sorry. because...
not only is the actor, but now the programme may well be. But
you
take it off the air.
It's so relaxed here, yeah, and so normal. And you know, when
I
we're
think a little too relaxed, maybe.
But yeah, yes. But when we're at home, you know, we say these. Everybody does, don't they? I mean, these you weren't using. I'm most terribly sorry. If anybody's offended, really, I'm sorry.
Or their children.
Or their children.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Let's not make light of it. Seriously, Palermo.
No.
We can't. All right. Okay. That's that question done and dealt with. Could we have another question, please? From Jeremy, you ask a question.
Because I'm so embarrassed,
I
can't
talk.
I need to recover.
Okay,
right. He needs 2 minutes.
Okay, no questions to Jeremy or from Jeremy for the moment. Right, Tim, would you like to ask a question?
I was going to ask a question of Jeremy, actually. No, I'll ask you, Chris.
What does it feel like to have brought Radio 2 to its knees?
No, seriously, we can't make fun of it. Seriously, you've got to stop. Okay.